And that was another really stunning, you know, I remember that slide when you put it up last year, looking at things like hypertension and other factors that might increase the risk. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what you looked at and what you saw there?
Right. We saw factors that you would expect would increase risk of heart failure did. So things like hypertension, patients with increasing age, patients with diabetes, and patients with pre-existing heart disease, all of those did increase the risk of subsequent heart failure.
I mean, that was a pretty substantial increase, too.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was about 50% more.
Yes.
So again, a patient has totally well-controlled hypertension or diabetes or both, but that is going to be a little bit of a red flag to you?
Yes. I mean, I think that does increase the risk of developing heart failure. We did look to see if there was an interaction, so see if this was a particular risk for patients treated with anthracyclines, and none of those seemed to really target the patients who are at risk for anthracycline heart failure. So while they predispose patients in general to get heart failure, I'm not sure that those would prevent me from using anthracyclines in a patient.